Cleveland County 911.
I don't know if I should have called this in or not, but...
What's going on?
If I'd have had my camera, I'd take a picture of it.
Took a picture of who?
I don't know what it was. He's walking upright like a man. I would not kill it because I was afraid to. But he went back up the mountain.
Kamaseva. You are listening to the Bigfoot Gumbo Podcast, where we focus on topics like cryptids, the paranormal, and UFOs. But to mix it up, we will also cover things like current events, entertainment, food, mysteries, and other interesting things. From Bigfoot to Boudin, we got you covered like a big pot of gumbo. Hello everyone, this is episode 18 of Bigfoot Gumbo. I'm glad you tuned in. I have a great show lined up for you, but first, some news from Bigfoot Gumbo Country that I know all of you look forward to hearing on each show. Hey, what was that? Oh well, anyway. It's Thanksgiving time, and I hope all of you enjoy your holiday with some turkey and other great food. Maybe some of you will be baking up some turducken. What is turducken, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you, just hang on a minute. Turducken is a dish consisting of a deboned chicken, stuffed into a deboned duck, further stuffed into a deboned turkey. Get it? Turducken. It's very popular down here in Louisiana. Credit for the creation of the turducken is uncertain, though it is generally agreed to have been popularized by the late chef Paul Perdome. I have had this dish many times, and it's fantastic. C'est bon. I also bought some Abita Christmas Ale this week. This is a beer I buy every year and drink around Thanksgiving and Christmas time. I've been drinking this one for over 20 years, so it's a tradition for me. It's dark and very flavorful. It's a good sipping beer on a cold day. I'm also looking forward to some time off from work. It's been a very busy year for me. And I'm also very thankful to live in America. I see so many people who take things for granted, but I feel very fortunate to live in this great country. So if you're listening to this podcast and enjoy it, please send me an email and let me know where you're from and what you like about the show, and I'll share it on a future podcast. This episode includes two recent Bigfoot sightings, so I'm excited to share these encounters with you. So on with the show. I hope you enjoy it. So as I mentioned, I have two Bigfoot encounters for you, and both were provided by Lon Strickler of Phantoms and Monsters, Pulse of the Paranormal. So if you get a chance, visit Lon's site and buy some of his great books. The first encounter is an 8-foot copper-colored Bigfoot confronted in Henderson County, North Carolina. The person who had the encounter, D.B., and a friend who was a taxidermist by trade, were hiking near Mills River in Henderson County, North Carolina. This occurred in October 2017 on a game trail along a ridge on Mills Knob. The pair had walked for almost 20 minutes or so when they came to an open cut in the woods. They began to hear loud crackling sounds, which they thought was a small herd of deer moving down the ridge and breaking tree limbs. They took a position above the trail and were well hidden. They wanted to see the apparent deer as they moved down the trail and near them. DB and his partner were on a rock outcrop about 10 feet above the trail. As they waited, they began to hear heavy footfalls as if a large biped was swiftly walking towards them. To their shock, an 8-foot-tall Bigfoot walked directly below and past them. The creature had 5 to 6 inch copper-colored scraggly hair covering its entire body. The face was very ape-like in appearance. It was making heavy grunting sounds and seemed to be in pursuit of something. It then moved off the trail and down the steep ridge. As they watched the creature, it suddenly stopped, turned, and looked in their direction. The pair were terrified and ducked close to the rocks. They assumed that it had recognized their presence. After 20 to 30 seconds, it continued its way down the ridge. DB and his friend stayed motionless for several minutes, hoping that the Bigfoot would move off and away from their location. DB's friend, who was in his late 70s and had hunted in the area all his life, turned to DB and said in a serious tone, "I didn't know there were gorillas in North Carolina." The pair slowly descended from their perch and swiftly made their way back to their vehicle. They rarely talked about the incident, and DB's friend recently passed away. So that's the first encounter, and it was pretty terrifying. I can't imagine what I would do if something like that happened to me. I'm also sorry to hear that DB's friend passed away. Bigfoot Gumbo would love to hear from you. Send us an email or join our forum if you have a story you would like to share with us. Your story may appear on a future podcast. Also, please help support us by liking us on social media and sharing us wherever you listen to your podcast. A nice rating would also be appreciated. Thanks for your support. And here's the second encounter. It was with an 8-foot dark reddish Bigfoot observed in Pike County, Mississippi. There have been a high number of possible Bigfoot and upright canine sightings throughout Mississippi recently. Here's how this encounter unfolded. The witness, VK, was driving north along River Road South near Macomb, Mississippi, in Pike County. He had just passed Brent Road and was approaching the access road to a large poultry processing facility. As he got nearer, he noticed a tall, reddish-colored, hairy hominoid standing by the farm sign. The height of the sign was approximately 8 feet, and the creature was at least as tall. He got an excellent look at the unknown beast as it turned its upper body while watching VK drive by. The witness said the eyes shined from the car lights and gave off an orange-colored glow. He also stated that the arms were extraordinarily long to the point where their hands nearly reached the knees. VK drove forward to the nearest turnoff so that he could go back and take another look, but the Bigfoot was gone when he returned. This sighting occurred on November 6, 2019 at around 9 p.m. local time. So there's the second encounter, which I found fascinating, and it happened this month. I've been hearing a lot of sightings in the South these days. It seems like the Bigfoot population is growing in this area. Well, I hope you enjoyed these two encounters like I did. Our third story is a classic Bigfoot encounter that took place around January 5th, 1961, around 6 years before the Patterson-Gimlin film was shot. The story was posted in the Morgantown Post, which is in Washington State. And I love all these old encounters, and I love sharing them with you. This story states, "The Braxton County Monster is back again and apparently is branching out. A Clay County man says he saw the thing last week in Webster County, and now a Kanawha County man says he saw it recently in Pocahontas County. The monster was first sighted September 12, 1952 by a resident of nearby Flatwoods. However, it has either changed appearance or there's a new one around." W.C. Priestley of Alum Creek, Kanawha County, says he saw the monster and it was quite a shocking experience because it stalled his car by raising its hair. He described it as hairy. The 1952 version was not described like that. "No one is going to tell Priestley that it was a bear. He says he knows a bear from a monster, and this was a monster. He said he spotted the creature on a backwoods road along the Williams River in Pocahontas County. My car started to miss and sputter and completely stopped," he said. "Then I saw it. To my left beside the road stood this monster with long hair pointing straight up towards the sky. Priestley said another approaching car caused the thing to drop his hair and my car started to run again. But he added, the points completely burned out a short time later. Charles Stover, a bakery truck driver, said he recently saw the monster too. He said he rounded a curve and saw the monster standing erect with hair all over his face and body." So there you have it, folks. Another classic Bigfoot encounter that took place in Washington State back in 1961. I'm not sure what to think about the Bigfoot hair. That seems kind of strange, and I'm not sure if it had anything to do with his car stalling. Many people claim that there is something paranormal about Bigfoot, and maybe that's what happened here, but who knows? It was still a great encounter. This historical newspaper article was found by the late Scott McLean and was shared on the Bigfoot forums. I hope you enjoyed it. So I wanted to finish off episode 18 with this. I heard recently that the so-called original Bigfoot, a 10-foot-tall ape that lived nearly 2 million years ago, known as Gigantopithecus, was actually related to the modern-day orangutan after testing proteins in their tooth enamel. The research also shows that Gigantopithecus, which weighed up to 595 pounds, diverged from the orangutan about 12 million years ago, and unlike chimpanzees, it is not closely related to humans. The giant primate lived in southeastern China approximately 1.9 million years ago. So that's some interesting news. I know a lot of people feel Bigfoot is somehow related to Gigantopithecus, but this creature wasn't closely related to man, according to this story. I'm not sure if there's a connection between Bigfoot and Gigantopithecus. Their size is similar, and I also think both could have come to America on the land bridge between Russia and Alaska during the last ice age around 16,000 years ago. But Bigfoot is still such a mystery to me. It's just hard to say what this creature really is. The story continues. So remember, our world is still full of mysteries. And here on Bigfoot Gumbo, we'll keep searching for the answers. That does it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed the show. Keep it spicy, everybody, and laissez le bon temps rouler. This show was produced by Faux Filet Productions.